Watch out. Watch out.
Welcome to Heller's World. Well, we're week 38, 2008. What do we do around here? Do everything by the week. Well, we're going to take a different format. I'm starting a new format. I think it's just the way things are. You know, sometimes you wake up and you say, you know, I think I'm going to try something different. If you go and play some previous shows, you'll see that I've taken excerpts from some of my favorite talk show people, people on the right, people on the left. And I comment about their commentary. Well, this time we're just talking about me now. I think that's what I want to do. I think we're just going to discuss the things that I want to discuss. And we're just going to go over some of the excerpts that I've heard, but I'm not actually going to play them. Excerpts coming from the radio, from the television, from all media. That's what we're going to discuss. Things that I have picked up on, things that I've heard, things that have come my way, things that have just passed through my mind, and that things that I want to discuss and open up to you. Now, we call ourselves the conservative liberal because I am the conservative liberal. I see things down the middle, not too right, not too left. And I think that's the way most Americans are. I think that's the way they see things. I say they see things through the middle, through the center. I think most people are centrists. So let's see what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick little break. And we're going to go over all the things that have happened this week. The things that have come in my mind this week. So here we go. Thought the other day, it was an interesting thought, and it wasn't just a thought, it almost like I was listening, I was hearing things in my mind talking to me, and I was just thinking, wow, this is really quite amazing. There's things that I'm trying to figure out, things I'm trying to do in my life, and I'm actually hearing myself talking to me. But then there was a strange thing that happened. It didn't even sound like my voice. It sounded like, I don't know, no voice I've ever heard before. And I started thinking about this, and I'm thinking, could this be God talking to me? You know, you hear all the time, you hear religious people saying, yeah, that God is talking to them. And I'm starting to think that this is a possibility. Because, I mean, why not? I mean, is it always ourselves talking to ourselves? Or is it, you know, I mean, it sounds maybe a little schizophrenic when you think about it. I mean, this guy's hearing voices and stuff. But, you know, when you hear a voice, it just doesn't sound like any voice you've ever heard. I mean, it's not like you're hearing, voices of people that you knew or people, imaginary people or whatever. But it's just some amazing, forceful type voice that doesn't sound like your own. And it's telling you and kind of guiding you through these situations. I believe it's God. That's what I believe. I believe it's God talking to me. And I'm not saying he's telling me to do anything and, you know, that's so amazing. It's just, it's kind of a direction that I should feel like I should be taking. And it's, I just find it completely captivating now that I know that it may not just be all about me trying to direct myself, but there's just another entity that's come into my life that it's probably all been there all along and probably in all of our lives that gives us direction. All right, let's see. I'm going to go on to another little break here and find some more words of wisdom. Here we go. As you might know, I listen to a lot of different type of radio. I listen to conservative, liberal, religious, all kinds of programs out there, from you know, how to fix your computer to how to fix your brain. I mean, there's just so many different things, interesting people out there sharing their words of wisdom. And every now and then I'll be listening to, you know, a religious show. I'll come across this one pastor who was talking about parenting. And, you know, parenting, it was just fascinating how, you know, we try to, you know, we want to do the same. If, let's say you have two children. You want to, you know, you think in your mind, well, maybe I've got to raise them the same, treat them the same. But, you know, it comes down to that we're all different. And there's, you know, you have to, you know, and in life, people are different. And, you know, it's, you point yourself in a certain direction and you can't be rigid, folks. You have to say, well, you know, I'm going to treat this person the way I feel I need to treat that person, but doesn't mean I'm going to treat another person the same way, because it just doesn't work out that way. I think it's very enlightening to know that you don't have to put yourself under so much pressure to try to be, you know, so evenly, you know, in your own way about how you're going to, you know, express yourself. I mean, it's invigorating to know that you can, you know, express yourself in so many different ways, because you're different, people are different, and it's so many different things that are going to come up in your mind, and it's almost like this, you can set yourself free knowing that you don't always have to be the same way. You can be different, and you can have a different approach for every different thing that you do in your life, whether it be from your sports, your business, your music, whatever you're into, your art, it doesn't matter. You can now open yourselves up and say, you know what, I'm going to just try something new. I'm going to treat this situation in a different way. There's no rules. We don't have to follow any rules, except for the rule of law, of course, because, you know, I mean, I'm talking about just in nature itself. Anyways, let's move on to another one here. Here we go. That is the sound of me walking on the golf course. The clickety-clackety-clacks of the clubs in almost this perfect sync in the strides that I'm taking along the fairways. And I just thought it was just amazing how it has this sound that I've never really heard before. It has it's like a rhythmic in time, but has like this almost alien quality. And it's just, I find it very interesting that when, you know, you're out in the world and you're come across something that you've never experienced, and you say, why? How did I not know that? You know, the other day we were, you know, I know if you've listened to some previous shows, just recently we've lost a close, you know, part of our family, a pet, but, you know, we talked about that, how it doesn't matter if it's, I mean, it matters, of course, if it's a human, but, you know, if it's a pet, it's still, it's a loss. Well, anyways, we came across another pet, a similar breed, which is a Portuguese water dog, and we found this breeder in Canada, and we had to go to the airport, LAX, to pick her up, and I just couldn't believe what we had to go through to get her. I mean, I just thought, well, you know, you go to the baggage claim and you pick her up. I mean, I've purchased puppies before, and I think the last one was our boy Jet, and he, you know, came in about 8 years ago, and he came in from Florida, and we just went there and picked him up, and that was it. But this was a whole different ball game. I mean, we went there, and they said, no, you have to go to the special cargo department, and you got to wait there, and then we get there, and they say, well, you're not done yet. Now you got to fill out some papers, and then you got to go to customs, and then you got to get, you know, you got to get it all signed off and stamped, and then you're going to come back, and you're going to get their puppy if all the paperwork is in order. And I'm thinking, all this for a puppy? I mean, I'm thinking of our borders, and I'm thinking of these terrorists, and I'm thinking of all these people come through our country illegally, and I'm thinking all these evil, bad people out there plotting to do horrible things to us, and I'm spending hours and people's people of importance, their time through you know for getting a puppy. I just couldn't believe it. It's just. In life, folks, you just gotta expect the unexpected because you just never know. The old saying by Forrest Gump, life is a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. All right, let's go on to our next one. Here we go. That was the whistling golfer. When I golf and I walk, because the main reason why I golf is because I enjoy the walk, is I start thinking about things. And then next thing I know, I'll be whistling. And I was thinking, you know, what does that sound like when I'm whistling? I mean, it sounds good to me when I'm passing through the tunnel with it echoing through the breeze and the certain type of sounds going through the tunnel, making it echo in a with certain vibrato, and I'm thinking, wow, it sounds so amazing. And then when I play it back, it's like, that's not so good. So it reminded me of thinking the things that, you know, we come up with these ideas in our heads. Oh, this is the most amazing idea. This is going to be great. Well, you know what? It probably isn't, because it just doesn't work that way. I mean, I guess there are miracles that that happen where it's just something that just flies off the tip of your tongue or just somehow just gets into your head and it just becomes this life-changing event for you as far as maybe some incredible thing you were able to put together and change your life in a financial way, or it doesn't even have to be that way. It could be in some physical way or whatever. It's just that we got to stop getting so caught up in ourselves, thinking that what we do matters individually. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what we do as a whole. People, when we do things together, that's what matters. All right, let's go on to another one. Like they're atheists or agnostic, I really believe that deep down they believe in something. I think at this time, I think God is pissed off. When I look around and I see the reports of all the different things that are going on in the world and these catastrophic weather patterns and then these horrible accidents, this terrible thing that happened in our neighborhood over here in Chatsworth, California with this train wreck. And I'm thinking, what was going on? I mean, there's so many things that are just mind-boggling to me. I mean, when you think about it, you say, you're riding on a train and you're putting your lives, I guess, in the hands of, I guess, one engineer, which, I don't know, maybe there should be two. I mean, a guy could pass out, a guy could faint, a guy could have a heart attack. I don't know. There's so many different things that can happen to a guy. And, going through an area there where you have other trains that share the same track, that is a real serious deal. And, I mean, I mean, as far as, you know, the stupidity of maybe this guy doing his texting thing or wasn't paying attention, whatever, there's got to be other systems in place. There has to be, you know, a fail-safe system. There has to be some kind of GPS. There has to be some kind of sonar. I mean, there's got to be some kind of technological that will do something that will alert this situation, alert the system that there's something gonna happen here. It should never happen. I mean, what do we do about it, folks? I mean, are we gonna just keep getting on these trains and planes and drive around in our cars and without? I mean, there's just got to be a whole nother level of workmanship here, or, you know, something that lets us feel good about, you know, doing these things and wanting to go places, and especially when it comes to public transportation, we're trying to, you know, leave the congestion here. We're trying to do the right thing by getting on these trains or buses or whatever so we don't get in our cars and drive them as much. So, you know, there's got to be something that's got to be done here. This kind of stuff cannot happen. In any event, my prayers go out to those people who have lost loved ones and those people that are in, you know, that are suffering in pain, getting over these horrific injuries. And I just hope that God will find a way to heal you. All right, I'm going to finish off the show here today with I got this summons for jury duty. And, you know, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, it just seems to me that they come in more often. They're coming on a more regular basis. There are people out there that just can't do it. I mean, they can't give up their time to serve. I mean, they have specialty type business that they have to go to. I mean, they could say, well, I mean, if you can take a vacation, then certainly you can, you know, serve on jury. Well, not everybody can take a vacation. There are certain responsibilities that people have in their maybe personal life, or especially in their business life, and they just can't get away to do these kinds of things. And moreover, what if they don't believe in the system? I mean, they have the right to not to believe in it. I mean, I came up, we had something happen to us in our business, and we went through the whole court system, and we decided that we needed to go after this person because of, you know, financial losses or whatever. And the courts ruled in our favor. And what happened? Nothing. We spent a lot of money in legal fees, but the courts never enforced it. So how does that make me feel? I mean, how do I go on? How do I believe in this system when I don't feel protected? I mean, I lost financially, business-wise. I lost financially hiring attorneys. And this person still got away with it. They never served any time. It wasn't really a type of offense. Well, maybe it was that it should have been some kind of prosecution towards them, against them, for doing this. But it was a monetary thing, and we didn't collect anything. Couldn't collect anything. The courts didn't help us with that. They said, well, you need to go to a collection agency, and you got to find the right kind of, you know, a lawyer maybe that knows how to, you know, go after that person. What is the point, is all I'm saying. So anyways, you can keep sending me these summons, but I will never serve on a jury. I never will. It's just not going to happen. I mean, I'm going to show up to the courts as I'm supposed to do because, you know, hey, I don't want to pay some huge fine, and I certainly don't want to have to go to jail because they're saying, hey, you know, you didn't show up, and you were summoned, and you were supposed to show up. I'm just saying I'm never going to do it because I'm going to find a way to convince the lawyers or the courts that I am a terrible juror. And I will always do this, probably for the rest of my life, until such time as somebody goes after that person who wronged me, and either that person goes to jail or I collect money from them. And until such time, I am not going to be a real believer in the system. So I'm going to leave you with that thought. I hope I'm not alone in that. And another thing, I think maybe they need to, you know, just go after people, go at people in a different way. I mean, maybe there should be some kind of a professional jury type of thing where people get paid to serve on jury. I mean, there's so many people out of work, so many people trying to find a way to make a living out there. Maybe you could, maybe they could start a whole thing. It could be kind of a job for people. They get to serve on juries and they get paid, and they're not paid for deciding, you know, who's guilty or not. They're just paid to, you know, analyze the evidence and to do the best they can into deciding what which way it should go. I think that's probably the way that it should go. Find people who really want to do this. That's the way it should be. You don't just make people do things that just they can't do, or they have reasons why they can't do it. And it's none of anybody's business, really, to say who what's what. I mean, if this is the way I feel, you can't make me feel any different. So, anyways, I hope that doesn't offend the court system, and I hope that there are people that out there that still want to do this. And I'm sure that I haven't changed too many people's minds about it, but that's, I mean, there are people I'm sure that agree with me and feel the same way I do. Anyways, this is the new format. This is the way it's going to be for a while. Hope you've all enjoyed it, and God bless, and we'll come at you next time. Out.
It's power.